This is Mr. Nicholson again from Cotton Correctional Facility in Jackson, Michigan. Just want to say before I start this poem, this is already getting ready to start off for the Juneteenth coming up in a couple weeks. And just want to say that I don't want to ever perpetuate the idea that people should be victims. We are overcomers. However, if we don't know our history, we're doomed to repeat it. So this poem is called Reconstruction Destruction. Hurricanes like Katrina and Ida slammed the Gulf Coast, but them threats are lax compared to Louisiana's other ghosts. Google Colfax. 81 blacks killed because of a vote that made whites mad. Imagine that. Take that. Put that in your pipe and smoke that if you're into that. Smoke killing them like N.C. Wilmington in 1898. More black hate over a vote helping their fate destroy their whole town in less than a day. Well, you may say, what was the heyday of them things? N.C., Mississippi, hold up, wait, what about D.C., 1919? Fake news hyped hate against a boy, making him a Negro fiend. But that sounds like the knee on George Floyd from 2019. Wait, when was the heyday? 1819, 1919, or 2019? What am I saying? Am I placing blame or pushing shame? No. But I come in the name of Jesus for justice for towns like in Arkansas named Elaine, where 200 whole families were not just maimed but slaughtered, yes, with their sons and daughters, just for growing crops in open plains. So much for the amber waves of grain. So what am I saying? I'm saying needs replacing, because y'all can't hear the pain, let alone see like OCOE. Florida in 1920. The number was 60, an amount easy to count. Really tiny and petite when you look at the grand scheme. Some may say not too bad when compared to my other stats, but damn that. 60 more black souls stole before they began is still tragic and Machiavellian when Christians are supposed to save even the one lost soul by leading them to the Rose of Sharon. The Rose of Sharon. The Rose of Sharon inspires sharing of another rose, Rosewood the city in 1923. The Rose of Sharon rose from the wood of the cross and was not lost but defeated death as the boss. Yet Rosewood's loss was staggering and caused stagnation over generations. So much so that in 1994, reparations in the form of tuition were given to black children as if that's fixing the riddling predicament we're in, like Oklahomans. Destroying black Tulsans, destroying black Wall Street over a lie, why? Bombs of turpentine, why? The mind to even drop them bombs while flying, why? What the hell, guys? Thousands of lives destroyed, thousands of timelines, and yet people can't get it through their minds that repairs are needed by grieving with these people. Let's begin to see people, be people, believe in people, don't leave the people, be for the people. But never sell out people. Be God's people, but come down from your steeple and rebuild with the people. Thank you, guys. That's it. And if you Google all those cities I mentioned, you will see all of the facts, true facts about these stories. So that's it. Thank you, guys.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.